Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clearing a low of 33. A flood warning continues for the Root River Canal at Raymond in Racine County. At 9 o'clock this morning, the river measured 9.1 feet, which is just over the flood stage. Minor flooding is occurring over a baseball diamond near Six Mile Road, as well as agricultural land. The forecast calls for minor flooding to also impact other areas before the Root River starts to recede. Meanwhile, a flood warning is in place for the Fox River near New Munster in Kenosha County. As of 10 o'clock this morning, the river measured 10.5 feet. Minor flooding is forecast, with the river perhaps reaching 11.9 feet by tomorrow morning. From there, the river will fall below flood stage by Monday evening. Property owners in Mount Pleasant's Campbell Woods subdivision threatened to do it, and now they have filed suit against the village board for what they claim was an improper vote to approve a large senior living facility. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
The Campbell Woods Homeowners Association argued their position every chance available at meetings on the project, called it a violation of spot zoning laws. Village planning staff disagreed and supported the project, and the village board voted to approve it. The lawsuit also maintains procedures were not properly followed and that the project does not fit with the village's long-range planning goals for that area. The goal of the lawsuit, to stop the project from beginning this year. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
More confirmation, the recovery from the Great Recession has been uneven. Meeting at Racine County's office complex in Ives Grove, members of the Southeast Wisconsin Workforce Development Board got an update on local conditions. Using the number of jobs as a measure, both Kenosha and Walworth counties have fully recovered from the downturn. But Racine County, with its heavy reliance on manufacturing, has yet to match the number of jobs that existed before 2007. Using another measure, workers with just a high school diploma or less have had a tougher time finding employment, according to Racine County Workforce Solutions Manager Mark Mundell.
There has not been a corresponding rebound since the recession for those that are high school graduates but not college degree holders. Even during the recession, there was kind of a flat line to very modest growth for individuals with post-secondary education.
Wage levels weren't explored in depth at the session, but Mundell says the median annual income in the three-county area is right around $33,000. We Energies is urging customers behind on their energy bills to catch up now before the end of the winter moratorium on shutoffs April 17th, which could mean the disconnection of service. Customers in significant arrears are the most at risk, and the utility's Kathy Schultz says they will receive notification in the mail. Schultz says a number of options and payment plans are available to help customers avoid losing their service.
There may be a minimum payment option. There are payment plans that can be established. Some of them may also qualify for energy assistance. And what we find is that sometimes there are folks out there who are eligible for energy assistance and they don't even realize that they qualify. So we can point folks in the agencies toward the agencies that administer that aid. But the most important thing that people need to do is call us and make that communication.
Schultz says between 4,000 and 5,000 We Energies customers are in danger of losing service when the moratorium ends. You can call the utility at 800-842-4565 for more information about payment options. St. Louis-based Emerson Electric has completed the purchase of 11.6 acres for $2.7 million at the southwest corner of Highway 20 and International Drive in Mount Pleasant for the future headquarters of InSinkErator and what will become an 85,000-square-foot facility. The company will move 170 engineers and professional staff to the new site, making room for additional production capacity at the company's 21st Street facility at Ohio Street in Racine. The project is being supported by a $4.65 million loan from Racine County and $600,000 in tax incremental financing from the village. Take note that today is the last opportunity for in-person absentee voting at your municipal clerk's office up until the close of business, which could be earlier than the normal 5 p.m., so check out their website or inquire by phone. You must have been a resident of the municipality for at least 10 days to be eligible, and a valid photo ID will be needed. This is only for voting in the clerk's office. Your chance to get an absentee ballot in the mail ended yesterday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.